Today is Hanuman Jayanti, and the story I'm going to tell you today is about how Hanuman wanted to play with the sun. And so Hanuman was the son of Anjana and the Vanara hero Kesari. You would always wonder, how did Hanuman, a human with was born with monkey features? Anjana was a celestial apsara. One day she disturbed a sage who was doing deep meditation. And so the sage cursed Anjana that your beautiful features will be turned into a monkey features. Anjana was very sad and she begged for his forgiveness. So the sage tells her, I will forgive you, but you will have a child who will be born with features of a monkey. He will be a half Vanara and a half Manushya. And Anjana gets married to the Vanara hero Kesari. And Kesari was a great devotee of Vayu, the god of wind. And he was born with the grace of Vayu, and that's why he was called as Vayu Putra. Hanuman was but a child, and one day Kesari gets called away to duty by his chief Sugriva. Anjana takes care of her son, but it is Vayu who was very fond of the little Vanara, and he was the one who would look after the child when Anjana was away. When Anjana went out to the forest to get the fruits, Vayu would play with Hanuman. He would push colorful leaves and flowers towards the child, and when the child tried to grab them, he would blow them away. The little kid would run after the leaves and flowers, chasing them down the forest path, across the rivers, up the mountains. One day, Anjana comes home late and she finds the little child missing. Hanu, Hanu, she calls out, where are you? But no matter how far away the child is, Hanu hears his mother's call and returns home. Vayu would make an air cushion, a cloud pillow, and Hanu would come resting and floating on it down to his house, to his mother. One morning, Hanuman wakes up very hungry. He searches for fruits and vegetables in his house, but there is none. And he realizes that Anjana too isn't at home. And so he looks at the red rising sun and he thinks to himself, oh, that orange fruit looks so juicy. I need to eat it. And he runs out of the hut up the hill nearby, and Vayu gives him a gentle pat on his back. And look, the little Hanu is airborne. Up he goes with enormous speed towards the sun. And the sun looks at this little child come running towards him and gets scared and calls out to Indra, the god of all the gods. Hearing Surya's cries, Indra comes charging on his Airavata, the beautiful white elephant with four tusks. Now, Hanu's attention is diverted to Indra's elephant. He forgets that he is hungry, runs after Airavata, catches hold of his tusks, and swings on Airavata's tusks. Indra gets very angry. He pushes away Hanuman with his powerful weapon, Vajra, the thunderbolt. Hanuman is shocked with the blow on his face and he falls down to the ground. Vayu cannot bear to see his putra coming down, falling from the clouds. He runs and catches hold of Hanu, runs to a cave and closes the entrance to the cave with the huge boulder. Seeing that Vayu is hiding inside the cave with the little baby, the whole air in the earth is stopped. Nobody can breathe. Everybody is gasping for breath. There is no air in the earth because Vayu has shut himself inside with his beloved Hanu. And they run. Indra runs to beg Vayu to come out. And behind Indra, Surya, the sun god, comes running. And behind Surya come all the other gods. They request Vayu, the god of the wind, to open the door because people are gasping for breath here. But Vayu is so hurt that they dare put his beloved Hanu down. He refuses to come out. Now the gods know that they have to placate Vayu. So they give or offer the baby a multitude of boons. Brahma says no weapon can harm him and he can change his form anytime. Indra's boon was that Vajra would not hurt him anymore, nor could any other weapon hurt him. Varuna, the god of ocean, offers him protection from water. Agni, the god of fire, blesses him from immunity of fire. And Yama, the god of death, blesses him with health and immortality. And Vishwakarma, who is the creator of all things in this universe, blesses him from harm of all objects of creation, of his creation. Hearing these boons, Vayu is pleased and he turns back to see that Hanu is regaining consciousness. He comes out with the small baby hugging him close by. He comes out of the cave, and the moment he comes out of the cave, everybody starts breathing. Men, animals, everybody gets a gust of fresh air. And Vayu is pleased that all the gods have given him this blessings. And it is because of this blessings that Hanuman is supposed to be a god or an embodiment of every quality. He has immunity from fire. He is saved from the deep waters of the ocean. There is no object, there is no weapon which can harm or hurt him. And the fire cannot touch or hurt a hair of his body. Vayu puts down the child. Hanu takes the blessings of every god there. And just then he can hear his mother Anjana Devi calling out to him, "Hanu, Hanu, where are you?" And Vayu puts his favorite putra onto the air cushion and gives it a gentle pat. And off Hanu goes with all the boons in his kitty to his mother, Anjana Devi.